Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Welcome to Hidden Killers. I'm Tony Bruschi. Today, we dive deep into the disturbing developments unfolding in the Delphi murders trial, a case that has haunted the town of Delphi for more than 7 years. This trial isn't just about evidence. It's about confessions, 60 of them, and the mind of the man accused, Richard Allen. Imagine confessing to one of the most horrifying crimes in recent memory, not once, but over 60 times to everyone from family to prison guards. But here's the question that leaves us uneasy. Were these confessions the cries of a guilty conscience or the product of a fractured mind, coerced by stress and poor mental health? In this episode, we examine the shocking evidence unveiled in court. We'll talk about the bullet supposedly tying Allen to the crime scene, graphic crime scene photos that shook the courtroom, and a defense team working tirelessly to introduce doubt at every turn. As we peel back the layers, we confront the unsettling reality. What if the answer isn't as straightforward as it seems? On the morning of February 14th, 2017, the small town of Delphi, Indiana, was forever changed when the bodies of 2 teenage girls, Abby Williams and Libby German, were discovered near the Mononhigh Bridge. The case remained unsolved for years, casting a shadow over the community. Now, 7 years later, Richard Allen, a 52-year-old man, stands trial for their murders. The courtroom has become the battleground for 2 opposing narratives, one that casts Allen as the man responsible for these horrific crimes, and another that questions whether the evidence truly points to him at all. The trial took a pivotal turn when one of the most shocking pieces of evidence was introduced, Allen's handwritten letter to the warden of Westville Correctional Facility, where he expressed his willingness to confess to the murders. "I am ready to officially confess for killing Abby and Libby," the letter read. This statement, along with over 60 other confessions Allen allegedly made to family members, Prison guards, mental health professionals, and inmates forms the backbone of the prosecution's case. But Allen's defense team argues that these confessions were coerced or the result of his deteriorating mental state, casting doubt on their reliability. In August 2024, Judge Francis Gull ruled that the confessions were admissible in court, a decision that marked a turning point in the case. According to the judge, statements Allen made to family and mental health professionals were voluntary and not the product of coercion. The defense fought to suppress the confessions, insisting that they were extracted under duress and during a time when Allen was mentally unstable. Despite their objections, the judge's ruling gave the prosecution a significant advantage, allowing them to argue that Allen's own words confirm his guilt. As the trial progressed, the prosecution focused heavily on physical evidence, particularly the discovery of an unspent .40-caliber bullet found near the bodies. Prosecutors claim the bullet matches Allen's Sig Sauer firearm, tying him directly to the crime scene. However, during cross-examination, crime scene investigator Jason Page revealed that the bullet was poorly documented, with only a handful of photos taken. Defense attorney Brad Rossi seized on this lapse, referring to the bullet as a magic bullet and implying that it could have been mishandled or planted by law enforcement. This claim introduced uncertainty about the bullet's significance, undermining the prosecution's reliance on it as a key piece of evidence. Further complicating the case are the unsettling crime scene details. The courtroom was shown graphic photos of the girls' bodies, revealing that Abby and Libby suffered extensive injuries, including multiple throat lacerations. Libby was found nude, covered partially by sticks, while Abby, dressed in some of Libby's clothes, was positioned with her hands clenched as if in a defensive stance. The defense suggested that the odd positioning and swapped clothing indicate that the girls may have been killed elsewhere and later moved to the scene, an attempt to disrupt the investigation's timeline. Throughout these proceedings, Allen's behavior has drawn attention. During the presentation of the crime scene photos, Allen rocked in his seat, rubbing his arms in a repetitive, self-soothing motion. Some observers interpreted this as a sign of guilt, while the defense argued that it reflected his declining mental health. His behavior, like much of the evidence in the case, has been open to interpretation, leaving the jury to determine whether it signals guilt, distress, or something else entirely. The prosecution also presented digital evidence from Libby's phone, including a 35-second video taken on the bridge the day of the girl's disappearance. While the footage does not conclusively show Allen, prosecutors argued that a man visible in the video matches his description. The defense countered by questioning the reliability of the GPS data and metadata extracted from the phone, arguing that it was not precise enough to place Allen at the scene. The digital evidence, like the bullet, has become a contested point between the two sides. The defense introduced an alternative theory that suggested the girls were abducted, killed elsewhere, and then returned to the Monon High Bridge area to mislead investigators. Although the judge dismissed a motion to introduce an Odinist ritual theory, Rossi hinted at it during questioning, implying that the unusual aspects of the crime scene could point to motives beyond what the prosecution has presented. The strategy was designed to introduce doubt in the minds of the jury, complicating the prosecution's narrative of a straightforward crime. As the trial unfolds, both sides remain locked in a tense battle over what the evidence truly reveals. For the prosecution, Allen's confessions, the bullet, and the bridge video form a damning case. For the defense, the lack of DNA evidence linking Allen to the scene, combined with concerns about his mental state and procedural missteps, opens the door to reasonable doubt. The jury is left to navigate these murky waters, balancing emotional testimony, forensic evidence, and conflicting narratives. Each new development adds another layer to the case, leaving the courtroom and the public grappling with difficult questions. Can the prosecution prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Richard Allen is guilty of these heinous murders? Or has the defense succeeded in planting enough doubt to secure an acquittal? As the trial presses forward, the answers remain elusive, ensuring that this case will haunt the town of Delphi long after the verdict is delivered. Allen's trial is not just about evidence, but also about unraveling the psychological, emotional, and procedural dynamics that have shaped the case. At the center of the defense's argument is Allen's mental health. His attorneys argue that the sheer volume of confessions, over 60 in total, is itself a sign of a troubled mind. Allen's trial is not just about evidence, but also about unraveling the psychological, emotional, and procedural dynamics that have shaped the case. At the center of the defense's argument is Allen's mental health. His attorneys argue that the sheer volume of confessions, over 60 in total, is itself a sign of a troubled mind. They contend that these admissions are not a reflection of guilt, but rather the result of psychological pressure and deterioration brought on by confinement and stress. Allen's behavior during the trial, such as his repetitive rocking and self-soothing motions, further supports this narrative, suggesting a fragile mental state that complicates the reliability of his statements. The legal context surrounding these confessions adds another layer to the case. Judge Francis Gull's decision to allow the confessions was a major win for the prosecution, but it also opened the door to significant questions. Why would someone confess to such a heinous crime multiple times, even in private conversations with family? And to what extent can mental health mitigate the responsibility for those admissions? These questions highlight the challenges the jury faces as they must weigh the psychological factors alongside the physical evidence. The absence of DNA evidence linking Allen to the crime scene is another critical point for the defense. Despite forensic testing on various items collected at the scene, no conclusive biological evidence has been tied to Allen. This gap in the evidence has allowed the defense to argue that investigators may have rushed to conclusions, relying too heavily on the bullet and confessions without the necessary forensic foundation. The defense's theory of abduction, while speculative, introduces doubt about the sequence of events on the day of the murders. They argue that the unusual placement of sticks on the bodies and the swapping of the girls' clothing suggests the possibility that the crime scene was staged. While this theory has not been fully embraced by the court, it reflects the defense's broader strategy to introduce alternative explanations for each piece of evidence and shift the focus away from Allen. As the trial of Richard Allen continues, it's clear that this case is more than a search for justice. It's a story layered with emotional, psychological, and procedural complexities that leave both the courtroom and the community grappling for clarity. The prosecution has leaned heavily on Allen's confessions, pointing to his own words as undeniable proof of guilt. Yet, the defense has raised unsettling questions about the state of Allen's mind and the circumstances surrounding these admissions. 60 confessions may seem damning, but are they the cries of a guilty man or the fragmented thoughts of someone under immense psychological pressure? There's also the troubling gap left by the lack of DNA evidence. With no biological material linking Allen to the crime scene, the jury is left relying on a bullet with questionable provenance, confessions under scrutiny, and the haunting presence of crime scene photographs. It forces us to consider, in the absence of conclusive physical evidence, how much weight can we place on words, especially from someone whose mental health is in question? The defense's alternate theories, including the possibility of a staged scene or a ritual killing, add a surreal twist to an already complicated narrative. Even though these ideas were not fully accepted by the court, they serve as a reminder that the truth in this case may be elusive. There's a chance that the answer isn't as simple as Allen acting alone, or even Allen acting at all. It's a chilling thought that lingers as the trial presses forward. For the families of Abby Williams and Libby German, this trial is both a pursuit of justice and a painful revisiting of unimaginable loss. Their courage in the courtroom reminds us that these were not just victims in a high-profile case. They were daughters, granddaughters, and friends brutally taken from those who loved them. In the end, the jury will have the unenviable task of sorting through a tangle of facts, doubts, and emotions. They must answer a question that has haunted Delphi for years. Did Richard Allen commit these murders? Or are we still searching for the person responsible? Whatever the verdict, the impact of this case will echo far beyond the courtroom, leaving a community forever changed. I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want to stay up to date on this case and others we cover, be sure to subscribe.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed.
in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.